You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Darcy Watergrave is in the studio with me right now. Hey, Darcy.
Oh, I am too. Hello, Heather.
So FIFA is reportedly considering banning the rainbow armbands at the Women's World Cup after what happened at the Men's World Cup.
Yeah, they don't want to be involved in any form of political squabble anywhere. Although, interestingly, UEFA, the European branch, they've okayed it. They're like, yeah, cool. If you want to wear your rainbow armband in support of that community, we're fine with it. It doesn't bother us. Go ahead, knock yourself out. It doesn't matter to us. But FIFA, they haven't made a decision yet, but they're stepping, or they're tiptoeing very carefully around
this. Well, see, I reckon UEFA's, and that's getting dodgy. I mean, Europe is known for its far-right nonsense. What if somebody wants to stick their far-right armband on? What are they going to do then?
And where is their line? I suppose one of them represents hate and the other one represents love, and that's what they're going with around. They're like, we're supporting this community.
That's a very subjective.
Well, it is. Subjective. Well, that's a good argument, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Halloween Joe. So if someone turned up with a swastika armband, that'd go down like a cup of cold sick with everyone. Mm. So where's your line? How far does that line go? So FIFA have been adamant for a long time. They do not want any political statements in their game. They're not interested. And they've already been pushed to a degree by New Zealand and Australia ahead of this World Cup about not engaging Saudi Arabia or the Saudi Arabian travel arm. And they've gone, okay, fine, we won't do that. That's a fight we're not going to have anymore. Not a hill we're going to die on. Is this going to be the same thing? Because we had this last year when they turned up, and you made some pretty firm comments around this one, Heather, when Harry Kane and the likes of the England side said, well, no, we're going to wear it. And FIFA said, okay, we're going to yellow card you. And I mean, oh, actually, hold on, forget about our morals. That's
I love that. And There's nothing I love more than just, you know, like hypocrisy and no, and I've got principles until they cost me something.
Precisely.
But here's the thing, Das. Why are we banning the rainbow armbands from the Women's World Cup? It's being played in New Zealand and Australia. The whole point of it being played of them wearing it was because they were in Saudi Arabia.
That's what I thought.
It was location
and that was
specific.
It was up against what they stood for.
So have we got women players who are threatening to wear it because of the way that we treat the rainbow community in New Zealand and Australia?
No.
Presumably not.
It's quite...
So it's such a nonsense,
it's quite
isn't
topical,
it?
Isn't it, after what's been happened recently with Nosey Parker. It's turned up and caused a bit of a ruckus.
Yeah.
Did I get that name wrong? Whoops, sorry. I didn't mean to.
What do you make of the idea of combining the women's Super Rugby competition in New Zealand with the Australian equivalent?
It's been looked at for a couple of years now, and I think it will happen. I think it's sensible. It makes sense. Look, they've got a much bigger competition. I think it runs 7-8 weeks. They've got the franchises involved in Super Rugby, the men's franchises, and then they've got a Fijian team involved as well. Fijiana and Drua, who are going to be involved. And I think as far as streamlining the competition, get everyone involved, it makes more sense to me that they would all combine and we get a longer season. See, Amy Rule has come out and said that. She is the Matatu and World Cup winning prop out of the Canterbury region who's gone over there to play for the Brumbies. And she thinks that this is probably something that's going to happen. Who pays for it? It's a combo. I suppose if they'd stop stealing league players, Aussie rugby might have a bit of money to do something like this, but they'd rather, you know, flush $1 million at a league instead. But I can see it. I really can see it happening. At least it's being discussed, and I don't see it as being a bad thing. Because one thing about the Opiki competition that we watched, it started and then it was gone. What happened there? Oh, what? There's nothing. There's a couple
of weeks. Disgraceful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Why don't I say disgraceful?
Disgraceful, Darce.
Okay, disgraceful.
No, only disgraceful because, once again, much like the football players, I mean, I don't really care one way or the other, but principles that all of a sudden vanish, right? If you say you're going to support the women's rugby team because they just did really well in the Rugby World Cup, then properly support them. That's
where
not
was the support?
Them.
And we That's had right. media trouble as well, trying
Nonsense.
To get hold of people long term, which is annoying for us, and we really wanted to promote the game.
Come on then, who you got on the show?
Who have I got on the show
tonight?
Gunter
Steiner.
Ladies, Gunter Steiner. I mean, how good? For those who don't know who Gunter Steiner is, you obviously haven't watched Drive to Survive, that Formula One roadshow, which is fantastic. Gunter Steiner is the team principal. He's the boss of the F1 team Haas Motorsport, the American team that turned up in the last few years, who's been quite controversial. He's got a potty mouth. I'm interviewing him in about an hour's time.
You better get
so
the
I can cut.
Button.
Yeah, so
Do
I can cut
button.
All the swearing out of it as well.
Good
but
stuff.
Really excited to be talking to this guy. He's been astonishing for the sport. A lot of questions. I've only got 15 minutes, so I've written a list long as my arm, and I'll be talking faster than I normally
Good
talk.
Good stuff. Thanks, Darcy. Darcy Watergrave, Sports Talk Host. He'll be back at 7.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover, It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.